And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I hope you're doing well today. I thank you for tuning in. I'm doing great, except that it's now a week after the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. 3 days, 4 days of networking and talking. And boy, my throat is still just a little bit sore. Now, I didn't come down with anything. It's just from talking so much. You know, talking to people over breakfast in the morning, at networking lunches, in the afternoon, at dinner with big groups, at the hotel bar. It's just nonstop. But that right there really is the cool thing about the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. All the people that you get to meet. And some of these are the people that they're there to help you along the way. I'm thinking about, for example, Lifestyles Realty. I had a great conversation with Cindy. She's the multifamily broker from Tennessee, Tennessee, Nashville, that area. Great conversation. We're thinking about multifamily. Good person to meet. Lifestyles Finance was there. Mike and Kim, in fact, I interviewed them a couple weeks ago. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com or any of the podcast apps, you can find the show there. Learn about hard money, conventional financing, when to use each of those. They were there. Assorted vendors as well. There's an expert hall filled with people to help you. You know, with the legal side of things, if you need an attorney, 1031 exchange, we might talk about that a little later in the show. Tax protest, tax advice, plenty of money, guys, other lenders there as well. And I'll tell you what, I had a blast from this perspective because I brought my son with me. This is his first time to come out to the expo, and he's not quite 8, and it's like Halloween came early. He got one of those swag bags when he checked in, yellow bag, big size bag. All these vendors have candy. Every day he was filling that thing up. So Halloween comes twice this year. And he got his first exposure, actually, to being around a lot of these people. Learn to shake hands. Learn to look people in the eye and actually answer their questions, not hide behind dad. So a good experience for him and me as well. But beyond those guys, beyond the vendors, the team that we talk about that you do need to build, are just the regular old people that are there as investors. Everyone there are on the same wavelength, right? They have the same mindset. It's very easy to just stop anywhere. When you're walking down the hall, when you're waiting in a classroom, in one of the network, anywhere. Just stop and have a conversation with anyone. And I did that a lot. I did that a lot, and I'm feeling that now. But these are like-minded people with shared or very, very similar goals. We're all on the same path, but on different places, perhaps, on that trajectory. And that's what makes it so interesting. For example, I heard from people that are steps ahead of me. That's good. I can see where they are. I can see where I want to go, and I can learn from that. You can too. Talked with people that are just starting out. And that's nothing to dismiss because, boy, the excitement that they have because they see the path. They get it. It's contagious. And you can learn from them as well. New ideas, new perspectives, things I was doing 12 years ago when I began. Maybe they're slightly different perspectives and approaches now. Markets change, technology changes, younger investors bring new points of view. So great to talk with anyone. Now, where is that path taking us all? Well, to financial freedom. How are we getting there? By creating passive income with residential real estate. Now, the paths can vary just a bit. You know, some people, like I started 12 years ago, by investing in single family rentals. Some people get to financial freedom just on single family houses. That's how we did it. Others do it by investing in apartments, and there are different approaches to apartment investing. Did you know that you can invest exclusively as a passive investor? We'll talk about this later in the show, so don't worry about the terminology just now, but some invest as solely as passive investors. Others are syndicators. Now, we call those leads. I'll explain that later as well. We call those leads at Lifestyles Unlimited. And others invest as solo owner operators. They're just doing it by themselves. None of that passive stuff, none of that syndication, just me. Me and my family, me and my partner, something like that. So on today's show, what I want to do is reflect on some of the conversations I had, some of the people I met, and the different paths that you could take to your own financial freedom so that you can get on your way. And that's a big part of the expo, by the way. I met a number of people that were, let's say, guests. They were not members at Lifestyles Unlimited, had not taken the two-day financial freedom seminar, had not been to a case study, maybe heard from a friend, maybe heard the radio show, and said, I'm going to go check this thing out. And they are there to understand and learn about these paths. So if you didn't make it out, we're going to talk about that today. Is it single family? Is it apartments? Is it passive? Is it lead? What do you want to do? But maybe before we get to that, before we get to the break here, let me just define for you what is financial freedom. If you're listening to the show for the very first time, we want to get you to retirement. I retired when I was 47, not 67, like the government tells me I should. And I was able to do that through passive investing, through income from my real estate. That's financial freedom. When you have built up enough passive income to where your monthly household expenses are met by that income. So we put together a portfolio of houses, cash flowing every month, and that cash flow came in. That paid my bills. At that point, the question becomes, do I need to work? Now, my income was higher than my expenses. So I said, yeah, I want to get to where my passive income actually meets or exceeds my income. So new goal, higher goal. Bam, 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 add a few more houses. Whether single family or apartments, how does real estate investing help us achieve that financial freedom we were just talking about? And just as a reminder, if you're just tuning in, financial freedom, we define that. It's not when I have a big old pot of gold. It's not when I have a big pile of cash that I can retire with, because that cash can dwindle. There are things that can really hammer that sequence of returns risk. If you catch any other AM radio programs talking about investing, you'll hear that quite a bit, because that's a huge risk when you retire. But that pot of gold is not the key. It's not a number. In that sense, it's a number in the sense of, what are my expenses? If my monthly household expenses are $4,000 per month, I need to match that with inbound passive income. If it's passive income, I'm not working. It's not earned. It's passive by nature. It's going to come in regardless of what I'm doing. And when those two things match, or perhaps my passive income is even higher, I'm financially free. So it's that financial aspect that is really the key here as well with real estate investing, because we make money five ways. If you look at that 401k you've been feeding, that's been sucking a good portion of your paycheck out every 2 weeks or every month, is it putting money back into your pocket every month that you can use? No. No, it's not. That's one of the big things about real estate investing, is the cash flow. Whether it's houses or apartments, we create cash flow. On my houses, I get that cash flow every month, and I can use that to live. I need that to achieve my financial freedom. So cash flow is one of the ways we make money. Now, on top of that, there are various what I'll call equity plays. If you're buying right, you'll capture equity. And we can do that on houses and apartments. And what that means is, let's say I go out and buy a house. House is an easier example. Let's say I pay $100,000 for that house, but it needs work. And typically what we're buying needs some sort of work. In apartments, maybe it's less physical issue, maybe it's just more management or repositioning, but there's something we have to do to turn this asset around and improve it. So I buy a house for $100,000, and let's say it needs $50,000 in repairs. 100 plus 50, I'm $150,000 all in, plus some closing costs, but I'm done fixing it up, it's worth $200,000. That gap, that difference, let's just call it $50,000, is the equity that I've created. Now I'm going to have a little bit of my money invested, let's say around $20,000 in this example. If you do the math, when you learn the math, you'll see it's going to be around $18,000 or $20,000 out of pocket. Then that means I've created an additional $30,000. That's equity capture, over 100% return in that example. Cash flow and equity capture are typically where we're making our big returns, but there are more in the background, because we do use leverage. We're able to buy more, we're able to do more, we're able to really magnify our returns through leverage, meaning debt. And we do have debt on our houses and on our apartments. Every month, I collect the rent. What do? One of the things I do is I pay the mortgage. And we see that mortgage principal, that balance goes down and down and down every month. That's equity buildup. It is not a big number. On my houses, it's anywhere from $150 to maybe $300 per month. But that's about, I've done the math on this repeatedly, it's about an 8 to 10% return just from the equity buildup. And if you hold that for a number of years, you've probably created anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 in additional equity. Plus, as we're holding over that period of time, because this is not a fix and flip, this is a fix, hold, enjoy the cash flow, watch the equity build, and watch the market appreciate. And on average, real estate doubles in value every 20 years. So you're going to see some market appreciation. We know it's there. We don't really bank on that. We enjoy it when it happens. It can be very, very strong. It was over the past decade. It's moderated a bit here in Texas, for example, where I sit. But we know it's there, working in the background. And we have huge tax advantages. That's the fifth way that we make, and better put, I think, retain our money as real estate investors. And those are true, those five ways, for both single family and apartments. But I'm going to tell you there is a sixth way. We're not going to define it now. We'll hit that in a moment. But there's a sixth way that we make money on our apartments. Cannot do that with houses. That is one of the reasons, one of the attractions for some investors to the multifamily side. But regardless, making money five way on our houses, making that on our apartments, enjoying passive income. So that cash flow that's coming in every month, I'm invested now in both houses and apartments. It's passive, not doing much. It's not earned income. And we've built up that passive income to the point where we've met our expenses, met our income and beyond. And now we're real estate retired. You can't do that anywhere else. You're creating a business in essence, and you're able to then buy back your time. So real estate investing through the multiple ways that we're able to create wealth, create cash flow, create equity, takes us to financial freedom, helps us then become real estate retired. Like I mentioned, 20 years early for myself, there were presenters at the expo on the stage, 18 and 19 years old, doing this already. There is no, do you think they're thinking about retiring at 67? No, that's not going to be an issue for these guys. So you buy back your time. And you can get there, like I said, either through single family or multifamily or a mix of both. And that's the interesting thing as I ambled about the convention center here in Irving, Dallas, Texas area, Dallas, Fort Worth, talking to countless investors, I kept hearing the same thing. Started in single family, shifted to passive investing in multifamily. Some started in multifamily, said, you know, I like this, but I kind of want to try. I've been hearing about the equity capture on single family. I want to try that. People are mixing and matching. I want to be, you know, I started out as a passive investor and I got a little bored. When you're a passive investor, you're passive. You're not doing much. We'll talk about that later, but sometimes people want to do more. I want to be active. They take that single family approach or they say, I'm going to buy my own apartments. I talked with members at the expo that were doing that as well. So we're doing a mix and match. We're doing one path. We're doing the other. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you, we're going to start with single family. And I want to explain why single. Why do people choose single family? And then we're going to roll into talking about the various paths of apartment investing. There are three, as I've mentioned. So we'll want to make sure you understand all four of those. So you can decide, where do I begin? It may not be where I end. As I learned at the expo, people, they grow. They change. They want to try something new. And for you, if you haven't tried real estate investing, I encourage you to try something new. We're going to talk more when we get back, so stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I thank you for joining me today. Hey, if you have any questions, send those my way to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc. And we're talking today about really my experience talking with you, the investor, if you were there, at Lifestyles Unlimited's Wealth and Passive Income Expo. I talked to, I don't know how many people over 3-4 days. Always exciting, though. I like to hear the stories, and it's really interesting to meet the people that maybe just started last year, bought their first house last year, and suddenly they've got 5 or 10, or they bought that independent rental owner apartment community. We'll define that here in just a moment. It's really exciting to see that progress. For me, you know, I've been doing this for over a dozen years. I'm very entrenched in what we've done. But I love to experience and the see the zeal and the enthusiasm in everybody's faces. And it's just really reinvigorating, I should say. So who did I talk to? We talked to a lot of people doing different things here. We're going to start with single family. I want to begin there because, again, we invest in residential real estate. It's what we teach you to do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And that may be houses, rental houses, and that may be apartments or some mix of both. But why single family? Why would you buy a rental house? Sounds like a lot of work. Got to manage a rental house. Well, for one thing, many of us own our own houses. It's a known quantity. I'm sitting in my house right now. When I'm not traveling in the RV bunker, I do have a house. I'm sitting there now. So we know what a house is. It's different than an apartment. And to be honest with you, it's a very, very low barrier to entry investment type. Of the two, it's very easy to get into. Lower capital needs, for example. You know, you might need to do what we talk about on this show, to do what we teach you, you might need anywhere from the low teens, you know, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 out of pocket, right, invested in one of these houses, up to maybe 30, maybe even 40. It depends on the asset itself. It depends on the market. And actually, while I was sitting here on the break talking with the producer, I had a couple of emails come in. So I want to give you an example here. I mean, this just came in. This is out of state. I sit in Dallas-Fort Worth. This is in another state. But the estimated cash invested, $17,000. And we mentioned equity capture, 21. So that's over 100% return right there. Low out of pocket. That's the point with single family. I can get in for relatively low capital invested. And right now we're seeing very large capital gains. 21 right now when I go in and do the repairs. And then it cash flows $230 a month. That's about a 16% return on my cash invested. Where are you seeing that? Have you been watching your, let's say, high interest savings accounts? If you have those, Fed lowered their federal funds rate. Some of those are starting to drop. Marginally, but they're starting to drop. Who knows where they'll go? But we're talking, what, 3, 4, maybe 5% return? 16%. So that's one of the reasons that people invest in houses. That low out-of-pocket means a higher yield. But it does depend. It depends on the house and the market. This one's in Missouri, by the way. There was another one, just came out as well, $3,000 out-of-pocket. Now, we're getting into unicorn territory. Those are less common, but they're out there. They're out there. I was at my dentist the other day trying to explain to him what I do. I took $200 to the closing table one time. Again, unicorns, but on average, 16, right? Like we saw, 15 to maybe 30. So that low capital makes it easier to get in, very appealing, but we have a huge equity gain at the moment. And what a lot of members will do is they'll start with a lower capital base, and that may speak to not doing apartments for now, but over time, build up that capital base. Like the member that had one house last year, and now has 10. Their capital base has expanded tremendously. By the way, very interesting thing when you go to an event like the Expo or maybe come out to one of our case studies, just ask the question, how has your net worth changed? People are very, very open. They're going to tell you, man, I doubled it in a year. In fact, I talked with a member that said, my goal is to double it every year from year to year. Do you think they can do that? I think they can. You make that your goal, I think you can too. But we're talking houses, big equity capture, lower capital to get in, cash flow. We want to see cash flow. And on houses right now, I'm seeing anywhere from $200 to $600 per month. That's the net that I'm keeping after I pay my expenses out of the gross rent. Depends on the market, depends on the asset, of course. But you know, if I think about financial freedom, how do I get there? Well, if my monthly household expenses, I'm going to pick a nice, easy, round number, $4,000 per month. Okay. Well, if I buy one house and they're cash flowing anywhere from $200 to $600 per month, let's take the middle point, $400. Well, how many houses do I need? I need 10. That's it. Now I've met my expenses. Keep working, stop working, go full-time into real estate. What do you want to do? You've created options. You can buy back your time at this point. So cash flow is there. And the nice thing with houses, because it's a house, relatively small compared to, say, a 200-unit apartment community, they're very easy to turn. Even if you have to take that thing down to the studs, lift the foundation, put a new roof on, put a new AC unit into place, replace the windows, put everything back new, a couple months, and that cash flow is coming in. And we teach you how to do that. If you don't know the how, don't worry. We're talking today more about the why. Why single family, and in a moment, why apartments? So don't worry about the how. We teach you the how. At the Expo, all the courses you could go to taught you the how, but the why. And I mentioned, literally, right now, I just got an email blast from one of the realty team out of state. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. The nice thing is, if you're listening to me in California now, for example, you say, this just won't work. I can't. Houses here are too expensive. Well, don't buy there. There were, I think it was 30 members from Hawaii present at the Expo. They're not buying in Hawaii. Too expensive. There were a ton of members from San Diego, from California. Not buying in California. Buying in Kansas City, Missouri. Other places in Missouri, Tennessee, where it makes sense. And that's the beauty of this. When you learn the how, we'll get to that another day. You learn that you can apply that across state lines. Very, very easy. In fact, we have a saying, live where you want, invest where it makes sense. In fact, let me tell you, I met a lot of people here. Let me tell you about a couple I did meet. This is Cheryl in Orlando. They're from Phoenix, Arizona. They've been members a handful of years now. And well, they started buying locally in the Arizona market, right? Easy to do, can see it, touch it. It's in another city. Bought a couple, I believe, if I'm remembering. But then they expanded. They got the education. They heard the message, build a team, do this here, do this out of state, and invested in a single family property in Knoxville, Tennessee. From Arizona. Yeah, you can do that. The numbers work. That's why. By the way, why Expo? Get this. During the Expo, why should you go? I mean, they got inspired. They've been doing single family. doing it well, but got inspired to take the next step. That's why you go. Aside from the education, aside from the networking, aside from meeting all these people, is inspiration. For them, the next step is an IRO, a small multifamily. Literally, they took a break from the expo, went to their hotel room, said, you know what? People keep talking about buying apartments. Let's do this. And they literally got online, found a sixplex, a six-unit apartment community, out of state for them. In fact, I think it was in Missouri as well. Anyhow, found a unit, found a sixplex out of state, wrote an offer on that. We're waiting to hear the results. So the education they've gotten to date, plus their action so far, plus the inspiration that they took from meeting and being around so many like-minded people, that's a very potent mix. A very potent mix that has driven them forward. And I could see it. It's going to keep driving them. Quick differentiation, by the way. Single family versus multifamily. Both make money five ways. But as I mentioned, I think earlier, apartments enjoy a sixth way, an extremely powerful way to make money. It's called forced appreciation. This is what draws a lot of members specifically to apartments, because you cannot do this with houses. This is due to how a house is valued versus apartments. Houses are valued based on the sales comps. What other like kind properties in that subdivision, well, what are they selling for? Three bed, two bath, 1,500 square feet, all sold for 200, look like mine. Well, mine's worth 200. Market goes down to 180, now mine's worth 180. Market goes up to 250, now mine's worth 250. I don't really have control there, do I? But with apartments, I can force the value up. And this is because it's not valued by comps. It's valued based on the net operating income, which is essentially, we're going to call that cash flow. There's a little bit more to that, but it's cash driven. So if I can push up the rents and push up the cash flow, I've pushed up the value. If I can reduce some expenses, I've increased the cash flow. I've improved the value. And because we use leverage on this, that shift in value can see really, really magnified changes. That shift in cash flow can see really, really magnified changes to the value. Of course, there are added benefits to apartments. For example, more units in one spot under one roof leads to economies of scale. You know, I did a show years and years ago when I first started hosting this program with a member named Chuck. He has a 16-unit here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 16-unit apartments. I believe it's 8 and 8 under two roofs. At that time, as he and I were talking, I was like, you know, Chuck, I also have 16 units spread across the Metroplex, 16 houses. Who do you think has an easier time managing? Who has better economies of scale? Yeah, Chuck does. Chuck does. It's easier for him. And he's an IRO. Okay, back to Cheryl in Orlando. Again, they got inspired at Expo. They're now targeting that small multifamily as IRO. What does that mean? That's an acronym. IRO stands for Independent Rental Owner. That just means you buy it yourself. It's not a syndication. I'm not going in as a passive. I own it. I control it. Why become an IRO? Well, as a solo owner operator, you are in full control. It's just you. Maybe you and your spouse. Maybe you have a partner. I see some people do this members as a partnership. So you're in full control. You're steering the ship, and you keep all the returns. But, and here's the but, it takes a lot more capital. Compared to single-family investing, we heard some of the numbers there, and compared to investing both as a lead investor or as a passive, you have to have a lot more capital to be an IRO. But you can grow this just like any other part of the real estate investing spectrum, let's say. You don't go out and buy 200 units all at once. So let's say you start with 5 units. You capture the equity. You make the money 6 ways. You force the appreciation because you saw the opportunity to push up the value. You yield the cash flow during the hold period. Well, then you sell it. And we also make money through the tax advantages. Do a 1031 exchange. This allows you to defer the taxes on the capital gains and roll those into the next investment property. So sell that 5 unit, take the proceeds, pay no taxes, and double up to 10 units. You can do that. Wash, rinse, repeat. Double to 20, double to 40. Now we're not even doubling. We're leveling up to 100 and then 200 if you want. And at this point, again, economies of scale play into the metrics, and you have staff. When you have a 5-unit apartment as an IRO, that's you. You're the manager. When you have a 10-unit, it's going to be you. 20-unit, going to be you in most situations. Sometimes lenders require property management. Be aware of that. But when you get to 50, you probably have staff. You should have staff at this point. In fact, we teach you this. At 50, you get an on-site staff. At 100, you got another one. So now we've got a leasing agent as well as, let's say, a maintenance manager. They handle everything for you. That's why it is still passive. Even though I'm an IRO, independent owner of this 100-unit apartment community, somebody else is doing the work. And many apartment investors that I've spoken with, and I talked to a lot at the expo this year as well, they ultimately want to get to that point where they own that large IRO. So I talked to a lot of IROs, current IROs, growing IROs, people targeting the independent rental owner property. But more than that, oh boy, oh man, I talked to a number of leads. So let's talk about leads. What is that? That's a term we use at Lifestyles Unlimited. In the apartment world, you commonly hear syndicator or general partner, deal sponsor. There are other terms out there, but this is the person that is finding the apartment investment, putting it together, and then getting together with their, let's say, potential investor pool, people they know, people they have a relationship with, and saying, hey, I'm going to market this essentially as a security, and you can invest with me. That would be the passive investor. So the lead investor finds these things, figures out the business plan, gets it under contract, does the due diligence, gets the lending together, closes on it, implements the business plan, forces that appreciation, turns that thing around, and creates wealth and passive income for everybody that's come along for the ride. So a syndicator, a lead by its nature, is involving other investors. And because there are other investors, there's a lower capital requirement for a lead. And that's one reason why a lot of people start there. But as leads, they do enjoy extra income through, well, asset and property management fees, pretty minimal, and something called overrides. We're not going to get into the details there, but this is basically a percentage of the gains or the cash flow that they get to keep. Pretty small percentage. And that's essentially how they get paid. But we all, whether lead or passive, we share in the six ways that we make money in apartments. But a lead investor is somebody that does like, much like the IRO, likes control, likes to run a business. That's not everybody. I talk to a lot of people, ask the question, well, you've been doing this a while. You thinking about becoming a lead investor? Oh, gosh, no. That is definitely, it's not for everybody. And that's okay. You need to recognize your strengths and weaknesses and really give this some deep thought. And by the way, just a quick note, there's an event at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo where all the passive investors and all the lead investors can get together. And you have a chance to meet all of these syndicators. Holy cow, hundreds of leads in one room. It's overwhelming. but it's a lot of fun. And if you are a passive investor, you set yourself up for future success if you want to just strictly stay on that passive apartment investing track, because you have to get to know the leads, the syndicators. So let's talk about the passive track now. You know, I said that many apartment investors are ultimately working to become those independent rental owners. Maybe they start with houses, get in as an IRO at a small level, flip, right? Keep turning those things, or their leads get to the point where they can buy their own IRO. But again, I talked to a lot of people at the expo, and many, many, many more investors are very happy to just remain passive. So what is a passive investor in apartments? It's what a lot of people do for a lot of different reasons. What we do is we find that business plan, that lead investor that we like, and we contribute some portion of their equity raise, their capital raise, to help them buy that thing. So if they're raising $1 million, maybe I just put in $25,000. It can be that low. I've seen lower. Maybe it's 50. Maybe it's 100. Depends, again, on your capital, right? Your capital base, how much you have to contribute, how comfortable you are with that lead, how much you like the business plan, how much you like the location, because we have lead investors buying all across the United States. So anywhere you want to go. But you're going to share, as a passive investor, you will share in the six ways that we make money on apartments. You know, personally, my wife and I, we built our single family portfolio first. That's what we needed to do. We needed the cash flow. We needed to create that equity. Did that over about 7 years and then shifted to apartments. I enjoy both, right? Met a lot of people on a similar path. Started with single family, rolled into apartments. So there are multiple different, there are different paths you can follow. And again, I met a lot of people at the expo and I got to hear their experiences. And it's enjoyable to me to hear the stories and think about, well, you know, what they're saying makes sense. Maybe I need to think a little bit more deeply about the path that they've chosen to follow. And I'll tell you, whether you're shy or a gregarious, outgoing extrovert, it's very, very easy to talk to people there because we share so much. We have shared goals, creating wealth and passive income by investing in residential real estate. We're all seeking our financial freedom, or we may even be there already. Real estate, retired. Expo, great place to go for networking, great place to go to build your team, great place to go for education. Didn't even talk about that today. A lot of coursework, great place to go for inspiration. Now, Expo 2024, over. But the good news, Expo 2025 is not too far off. In fact, if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, I don't know how long it'll be up, but there's a link to the Expo. You can see the Expo program online, the digital version. Check out all the coursework, everything you could have done at this Expo, but flip to the back of the book. Take a look at that and flip to the back of the book, and you're going to see the dates for the coming year, May 7th to the 10th, 2025. So everything I've talked about today has piqued your curiosity, and you didn't make it out this year, well, your chance is coming around. You'll be here before you know it. Well, thank you for tuning in today. Hope I intrigued you. Hope you can pursue one of those or multiple paths in your investing career. But remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.